It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring a list of music and interviews from the bands of Jersey Rock. Coming up, we chat with Hannah Denton from Honey Wild and B. Wood. You can catch him in action at the Asbury Festival and Beer Garden for the next stop on the Jersey Rock Showcase Series this Thursday, February 27th. Free admission and QR Yenling specials courtesy of Shorepoint Distributing. Lowlight and Natalie Farrell are also on the bill for that show, and we'll rock tracks from both of those acts later on. But first, let's get off the show with a band making their Jersey Rock debut. Here's some Blessed with One Chance on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. With One Chance on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's Eddie Z's band, and we'll have him on the podcast next week. Check out his shop, Aces High Music and Keyboard. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Hannah Denton of Honey Wild. They have a bunch of shows coming up, and of course, their self-titled EP is available now. Hannah, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me on the podcast again.
Well, it's awesome having you on here. And you know, I caught you at, I think it was Tally Fest over at the Asbury Park Yacht Club, and you guys just killed it. Awesome show that night. You have a bunch of dates coming up. First off, if somebody wants to see all these dates, where's the best way to find them?
So I love using Bands in Town for listing our shows, but you can also go to honeywildband.com or any of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter.
Now, March 7th, you guys are rocking the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park. It's a pretty stacked bill. It's the Extensions, Foes of Fern. Who else is on that bill?
Cat London as well, and the Dead Flowers.
What can people expect from Honey Wild that night?
So we're going to do a bunch of originals. We'll throw in a couple covers, and we've got a new song that we're about to premiere, so you definitely want to catch that.
Do you guys have advanced tickets, or how should someone get admission to this?
Check our website, check our social media. Usually you can get tickets at the door.
Beyond that, you're rocking Red Tank Brewing on March 20th, the Chubby Pickle on March 27th, Rockwood Music Hall April 11th. The list goes on and on and on. And I just hope you guys don't burn yourselves out, because that's an awesome schedule you have coming up.
We're really excited. We love playing live shows. It's one of those things where if we weren't playing a live show, we'd either be rehearsing or going out to see live music. So this is just really what fuels us.
And the track we're doing, tell us about Dreaming.
Yeah, so Dreaming was written by our guitarist and vocalist, Christian Fernandez. And it's a little bit more of like a rock groove. It's got a little bit of a country vibe. And we basically, the two of us, sing harmonies throughout the entire track. So it's really fun.
Hannah Denson of Honey Wild. They have a bunch of shows coming up, the first of which is March 20th at Red Tank Brewing. Hannah, thanks for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Honey Wild with Dreaming. 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
KeithCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Them this Thursday at the Asbury Fest Hall Beer Garden, the next stop on the 2020 Jersey Rock Showcase Series. Free admission, $3 Yuengling specials courtesy of Shorepoint Distributing. Joining Lowline on the bill are Natalie Farrell, Lou Panico, and the gentleman checking in over the phone right now, B. Wood. His Learning Curves EP is available now, and beyond his performance on our February 27th Jersey Rock Showcase at Fest Hall, you can catch him at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park on March 3rd for open jams. Brian, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tom.
It is awesome having you on the podcast. We just had you on the on-air show talking about this. And, dude, we are so stoked to have you on the bill for the Jersey Rock Showcase Series. Thank you so much for being on it, first of all.
Oh, it's great. It's a great series. Done it a few times with a couple bands, and it's always fun seeing who comes out, and the lineup is always killer. as it is this year.
Hell yeah, and this is going to be an interesting show because, you know, it's our first time over at the Asbury Fest Hall and Beer Garden. I love that place, and I've been looking forward to doing a show there for forever. But for this, we're doing kind of like a stripped-down semi-acoustic show. So what can people expect from you that night?
Acoustics, obviously. And, I've run a pedalboard still, so I got, like, a looper and some delays and reverbs just to get a little more atmospheric pressure. I might have some friends sit in, play, like, Cajon and see if I can't get an acoustic bass or something like that. But, it's definitely a unique perspective on the song.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you up there at Fest Hall with that cool elevated stage. You, of course, like literally not even a week later, you're doing this awesome event over at the Wonder Bar. You and Justin Lubernick, you put this together. Tell us about Open Jams.
Well, Open Jams are basically an open mic, but instead of just bringing your voice, you bring your guitar or your saxophone or your trumpet or your bass or drumsticks or whatever. Or don't, we have some of that. And you sign up and throw you together with a couple strangers. Doesn't matter if you're good, bad, or indifferent, and you just talk amongst yourselves a little bit, pick a song, pick a couple chords, and just kind of start grooving on something, and next thing you know, you're off and playing on the Wonder Bar stage. Free admission, and it's always a fun time. You get to see, you get to meet a lot of musicians that you may not have known are around the area, or if you're just starting out, it's nice to get your feet wet and kind of see what it's like to be in a band for a little bit.
And this is something that you picked up over in the Nashville scene when you were on tour, right?
Yeah. This is super common in Nashville. It's basically they don't have open mics, or they have open mics except everybody in the bar can play the song, so they just have people play the song, and then if, you know, if you want to come up and sing, we'll have microphones as well. But yeah, it's a very common thing in Nashville, the open jam situation.
Awesome. And that's March 3rd over at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park. February 27th, though, you're with us over at the Asbury Fest Hall and Beer Garden. I know your EP Learning Curves is available on all streaming platforms, but you'll have physical copies available that night as well, right?
Oh, yeah. And there's a bonus track on that one as well, on the physical copy. I don't know. I never released it online. I just thought it would be like some little incentive, and it was kind of like a last-minute add-on. But I have plenty of CDs. I'm practically giving them away now just because music should be free, and I have a bunch of CDs. I don't want to go to waste, so come grab one on the 27th.
And the track we're doing on the podcast, tell us about Lost and Found.
Lost and Found is a pretty old song. And I remember writing it. I remember I was going to Justin Lubernick. He's the guy we're doing the open jams with. I was going to his house for a barbecue, and I just started playing guitar because I had a little time. And then I ended up stumbling on that song, and I was like pretty late to the barbecue, but I remember like just being really stoked on like the beginning parts of this song that I just got, and it ended up being Lost in Town. So it's a funny little connection there.
Hell yeah. B. Wood, don't miss him at the Jersey Rock Showcase at the Asbury Fest Hall and Beer Garden on Thursday, February 27th with Natalie Farrell, Low Light, Lou Panico. It's free admission, courtesy of our friends at Shore Point Distributing. After that, March 3rd, go to Open Jams over at the Wonder Bar. It's going to be an awesome night. Brian, thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, no problem, Tom.
Thanks, dude. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's B. Wood with the acoustic version of Lost and Found on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Been a long time coming, I know. Spent a long time running. Whoa, no. Spent a long dark road. That's for sure. Here I go again. Heaven knows I've been lost and found again and again. No, I'm right back on track. Would you like to be my friend? Oh, I know I'm lost again. I know lost again. I know lost again. I know. Heaven knows I've been lost for years, buried in sin. No, I'm right back on track. It's never too late to begin. Been a long time coming, I know. Spent a long time running. Whoa, no. Spent a long dark road. That's for sure. Here I go again. Oh, I know. Lost again. I know. Lost again. I know. Lost again. I know.
Natalie Farrell, check out my new song Glowing on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I wake up this morning, looking out my window, all the trees are blooming, yeah, they're saying hello, all the love that keeps on leading back to you. Something about you, it's so alluring. I can't help but
yeah.
looking out my window, that's when I realize I'll give it a go.
Glowing on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out the track along with her Natality EP on Spotify. And don't miss Natalie Farrell with her full band at the Jersey Rock Showcase at the Asbury Festival and Beer Garden this Thursday, February 27th. Doors are at 7. It's ages 21 and up. Free admission. Awesome Yuengling specials from ShorePoint Distributing. More info on that on the Jersey Rock page at WRAC.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAC.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter to the Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to your Garden State talent, Rock the Airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.